You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Elise and I had this discussion in the car yesterday, and I said that marriage not only validates your relationship in the eyes of the law, which is where, you know, I always say to people when they're like all religious about gay marriage, I say, when the law passed in New York, where did everyone go to get married? City Hall. Right. They didn't go to church. Right. They didn't go to temple. They didn't go to synagogue. They went to City Hall.
Right.
Everywhere, every place that passes marriage, they go to City Hall, not to their pastors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I said to Elisa, you know, because we have, Elisa's a stepmother, and I said, you know, don't get mad at me for... We were at a family barbecue on Sunday, and I kept saying, you know, she'll never marry me. I've asked her and asked her. And I said that, she's like, what is going to change? And I said, your family's attitude about us as a couple will change. Mm-hmm.
It's legible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It becomes readable to them.
Right.
And which was very... it's been very interesting.
Right.
You know, things that they don't understand, suddenly they have a way of understanding them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people have asked me, does it feel different now that you're married? And it doesn't feel different, but it does feel right.
Right.
And that is, and I think they get that. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a way that they can understand things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's important, especially when you have children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that my ex would also... you know, be a little different knowing that we're right. married.
Mm-hmm. How would she be a little different?
I think she'd be a little more respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of our, you know,
married. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I did say we would get married, did I not?
Yeah, after I harassed you for 2 hours Connecticut.
That voice, you should marry her.
I've been dying to. Then she goes, then get the ring. It's like, it's not about a fucking ring.
You don't
have a ring. She made me get a ring. She made me get a ring after...
Judy, you proposed while we're in the ocean and you peed on me.
I did not pee on you.
It actually is ancient. It's an ancient...
Darling, I didn't pee on you. You made up the pee on you. You made up the pee.
In Lesbos?
That's how they did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know how the water changed colors at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. Purple.
I wanted to, because a lot of people will say, well, why do you have to call it marriage? If it's another name, it's a different thing.
Right.
You know?
I always thought, well, so they don't like the word marriage. I would say, how about mango? Everyone likes mango.
Yeah, we got mango. We went and got some mangoes. Yeah.
Let's get some mangoes.
We got mangoed.
What do you think, as a person who grew up very Catholic, what do you think of the Pope?
You know, I started performing the same year Reagan was inaugurated, and the same mm-hmm. year that other John Paul, George Ringo, got inaugurated or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was very rough. I did not like that Pope as much as he had this great rep. It was like welcome back, and then we had Benny the Dick.
Right.
So you know, I think this Pope is an improvement, but that's not saying much. An improvement over what? I do think that he is, what I love about him is he's a Jesuit. And what's important is to a Jesuit is education and helping the poor.
Right. And you went to a Jesuit college.
I did go to a Jesuit.
But he does.
Mind you, when I went to my Jesuit college, I'd been through all Catholic school, elementary, high school. I go to my Jesuit college. It wasn't. And I thought Jesuits were Jewish priests, truly.
Wow.
It was a disappointment to find out, no, more Catholic.
You should do 23andMe or that thing, and you can find out if you have any Jew in you.
Mary Monica Monahan Moore. Where are we going?
Whatever. How do you feel? And I do a bit about this in my act about how I had been here for Women's Week. Mm-hmm. And there were these two very young girls sitting together. And I said, are you guys dating? And they said, yes. And I said, oh, so you're lesbians. And she said, no, I'm queer. Mm-hmm. And I said, number one, you're welcome. And number two, you don't get to change the name. I cannot. I feel like this generation doesn't know the struggle. When I see young gay guys, I'm like, please wear a condom. Please wear a condom. Mm-hmm. Please be safe. Please, you know, the impact of the AIDS crisis, and which I think, you know, Stonewall and the AIDS crisis and Harvey Milk, I think those were the impetus of our movement. Mm-hmm. But I think the AIDS crisis actually brought the lesbians and the gay men together.
Absolutely.
And here we are. I feel sometimes that we're going in some weird directions now with the young kids. How do you feel about the gender issue being a part of the gay and lesbian issue?
Well, at its best,
sexuality. I should say we fought for equal rights in our that we love this person. Mm-hmm. We haven't fought, we don't have the experience of I'm in the wrong body,
right.
I have gender dysphoria, right? Yet they are part of our struggle. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I think because of that, people are confused. They're like, wait, are you gay or straight? Do you think there should be some sort of delineation?
I think that what I love about the LGBT movement at its best, it's feminist. Mm-hmm. And the feminist part is the part that believes that that we have to change gender. And that's really the work that I thought the feminist movement was doing. I think that's what we are doing. But you don't get to control it once you start.
Right.
And so the interpretations of gender, the mm-hmm. spectrum of gender, mm-hmm. the changing, the transmogrification. Mm-hmm. The transition.
Oh, man.
I might have to look it up, too.
Tingling. Wow.
But wow. It just came in my head. Wait.
I'm back in Lesbos.
Yeah.
Offshore. I think that it's really wonderful what's happening because it's so, the fluidity of it, but what I grew up in, it was either butch femme, it was
right.
boy, girl, it was like that. And so I think that it's an education and it's changing. And what I miss and what I don't think is documented is the history of the lesbian
right.
movement. That's why I have to save my archives and give them to somebody.
Yes.
And I really feel, to me, we hadn't finished our work. So I thought we were just getting people comfortable.
Yes.
That
is exactly
right.
it. Because yeah, it's right. like, here we are as women, mm-hmm. Gay men had it easier because they're men.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm a guy, and this is the situation, And here we are lesbians. We're the lesser, quote unquote, mm-hmm. sex. And now it's like, wait, we got to finish this, and then we'll go to that. Mm-hmm. But which brings me to this new wave of feminism. Like, you look at these female comics now who believe that feminism is talking like a guy. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? And I feel like feminism is being able to be a woman mm-hmm. and equally, be treated equally and be as powerful and and be feminine or non-feminine. Just be a woman. Just being a woman, not being a woman acting like a guy.
Right.
You know, and that worries me. You know, that some people believe feminism is, am I wrong? I mean, that I think feminism is about not acting like a guy or...
I think feminism is being, believing that you are in charge.
Right. And as a comic, you're in charge of that fucking room. That's why there's people like, why are you coming in and lesbian coming in? Because it's the most unfeminine, you know, job, really, when you think of what we were brought up being, you know, oh, quiet, docile, keep your opinion to yourself. That's feminine in the old days. And being a comic and screaming and telling everyone to go fuck themselves, which you don't do because you're very classy, is more masculine.
In, but in the, I don't do it in that way, but I do it like I'm still a high school English teacher. But if you, sometimes
you do it in a classy,
I can see people understand what I have just said to them. Like, like I'll very innocently go, you know, I've just invented an app and it will tell you exactly the moment when it's the end of white male supremacy. And it's called Honky Gone. It's just like, you know, it's just like stating it, just saying it.
Saying the words.
I think that what we have to, I mean, I think we're beginning, but not at all enough, is also on the racism of our LGBT community. We're dealing with it some, but it's also about class. I mean, there's so many, there's a way that I'm glad that we have done marriage equality so we can get on to other things. But for some people, it was just, I can get married and now I'm done here. You know, but I think that we need as a movement, there's so much.
Well, that's what I feel like. There's no, there's so much complacency now. Yeah. But there's also that.
But isn't it interesting, the gays against gun thing? I mean, after that, I mean, I couldn't, if you had, if I had said, okay, what will the next issue be?
It would not have been guns.
But, and I've been trying to think about it. I was talking with a friend of mine. I said, why do you think people are so, I would say,
gun-ho?
Yeah.
Up in arms. Hey, good night.
We'll be here all week. She said that she thinks it's really that, how dare you invade a party space? This is our party
space.
And that's what Stonewall was, you know, and that really was like, okay, that's it. You know, that's it. We're going to fight this. And we have to do everything.
Well, I also felt like, okay, so we're going to take this on and it's going to get done. Because if you look at the AIDS crisis, who knew that within such a short period of time, you know, we were managing the virus, managing it.
This is actually with the float I'm going to have in the parade.
What?
This, I'm going to do a diorama of this moment, the FDA and the CDC and changing the healthcare. And then Reagan saying, you know, cutting money to...
He didn't even say the word AIDS.
For a whole 8 years. Cut money. And I think that right there is the seed, and this is where the Trump voter comes from.
Right. Yeah. As a person who was an educator, how do you feel...
Do people listen to podcasts this long?
Oh yeah. Well, we'll cut it in half. But I get I have a lot of we're in the top 15.
Shut up.
On CBS podcast.
What do people do?
They work out or they drive.
They listen to us.
Yes.
Do they roll their eyes a little?
No, they write in and they're like, "Oh my god, I love Kate Clinton."
Wow.
Yeah, and then
I love you too.
They'll be like, "Oh, Hennessy's not there. I miss Hennessy," and I'll be like, "But, you know." We would have been done with this 2 hours ago had Hennessy been here.
Because who is
Hennessy? Hennessy's the co-host slash pre-op trans, who is a he. And he...
He's not a they?
No, not a they. I can't with the they. That's in my act now with the they. I can't they.
I just would have done the equipment. I just singular or plural.
Singular.
The they singular or they
plural. Yeah, that's what I.
But I don't, and you know, and if I mess up, I change it. I don't intentionally
I didn't know you were a they.
They went over and took,
Okay.
So, and you know, for me, they would always be, to me, they meant you know, the zeitgeist, because my mother would always be like, well, that's what they're wearing. I'm like, who's they?
Right,
who's them?
Right.
That's what they're doing now. That's what they're talking about. That's what they're eating. That's what they're carrying. That's the new, you know, they. I'm like, who the fuck is they? That was my...
I interrupted.
No, I loved it.
Okay.
This podcast, really, we love to talk about the things that piss you off. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to ask you as an educator, what do you think of... you know, the fact that that the non-educated are voting for that fucking orangutan piece of shit, mm-hmm. and the educated, and here's what I don't, this is my anomaly, is that there are very, like, the fact that Ted Cruz went to Harvard, mm-hmm. an Ivy League school, like, you would think then he would be able to be thoughtful enough to realize he's a fucking asshole, lying piece of shit. What do you think of these? I feel like orangutan head has the uneducated, mm-hmm. and that's his. He's the voice of I'm your voice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think because of social media, these people, like, we worked so hard to silence the voices of the hate. Mm-hmm. And then social media came out, and now all those people who believe in hate have a platform now for their...
Right.
You know?
And the Republican convention seemed to me like trolls come alive.
Right.
You know, it was just like all the people that you see on there, like, ugh, commenting on the internet, suddenly they were all there.
Yeah.
They were all giving speeches. It was static.
I mean, McConnell is so... so
racist.
Ugly.
He's a racist,
but he's so... It's like, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
He's treasonous. He's traitorous. He should be in stocks on the front lawn.
What about how we don't have a... This will kill me now. Why don't we have the fucking full Supreme Court?
That's right. That's right.
And the fact that they let this get away. If it had been the other way around...
Hello. And if Trump was elected, wouldn't you think the Republicans would want right now to have get whoever's there to choose? I mean, like, what?
Right, they don't want him to choose.
It's going to be like Miss Slovenia. It's going to be this. You know, it's like,
I love that. You know?
This would be a woman.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I can't. I'm not going to make her a Supreme Court justice, because look at her ass.
You won't love it.
Yeah, you're not going to love it. Guys, I'm going to give you something to look at. And you,
I'm sorry,
Alana
though.
Kagan.
Paul Ryan
Do you
should
think
denounce
Alana Kagan's
Trump.
A lesbo?
What is, who?
Alana Kagan? I did my sources. Not so much.
Really?
Yeah. But not the... I don't know. What were you going to ask?
I was going to say that Ryan. Why hasn't Paul Ryan, you know, denounced the support?
Because
he is a puppet of the NRA.
Yeah, that's terrible. What we
have. Anytime you mention his name, you have to say NRA puppet Paul Ryan.
Okay.
Do you think the gays are going to fucking screw over the NRA? Go.
I think they've given the...
warning?
I think they've given the warning, or they've given... I think people always thought... Well, first of all, that there is no NRA.
Right.
And then there is an NRA. We cannot defeat them. Mm-hmm. But I think, yes, I do think we can. It's like the Oz guy. You know,
right.
The little guy behind the...
Right.
That's all they are.
Right. So on this podcast, we discuss what pisses you off the most.
Mm-hmm.
As I've known you for a while, and your anger is very controlled.
It's a sin. In the Catholic Church.
It is?
Yeah.
It's not in Judaism.
No, you get rewarded for it. If you had an emotion, you had to go to your room.
Right.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
What makes you really angry?
What it's from when I was very little, it's injustice. My father.
Yes, I agree.
My father used to do an imitation. He didn't do it when I was little, but he would do later in life. He did an imitation that my father would do an imitation of anything. It's amazing, but he did an imitation of me walking up the hill to school that was just rage. And it was like rage, first of all, that my brothers got to do stuff mm-hmm. I couldn't do. They got to mow the lawn, and I had to...
Oh, I asked. I told. I insisted. Yeah. I'm not mowing the lawn. I'm not fucking doing the yeah. dishes.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
That was not even a question that right. could be asked. I mean, right. it's like, this is what you do.
Oh.
Why is the priest wearing the dress? I once asked that very right. seriously at right. church. And why are there altar boys and no altar girls?
Right.
That was like bullshit crazy.
Right.
I remember being a little kid and going, we would go visit my grandparents in Buffalo. We were having dinner and I snuck off to my grandfather's little bookshelves and it was open. And I opened a book on the Civil War to the pictures of the Holocaust. And I remember walking out and saying to the everybody at the table, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And being somehow somebody tried to describe it to me. And then that's when I was looking for the Jews.
Right.
I thought I was going to be taught by Jewish priests.
Right.
I was so excited. So it's like injustice.
There's, injustice.
It's basically.
Are there little peeps you have that, you know, look, I can't stand, you know, when people, we were at the airport. This fucking guy is on his phone and the phone is on speaker and he's talking really loud. Yeah, and I saw you with the, and I wanted to fucking take his head and bash it into the window. Not that I'm violent.
Right.
But it's like the people who have no consideration of their surroundings.
Irvashi has to stop me from joining in the conversation. I will sit anywhere and answer. How are you? Good.
I will oh, answer. That's so funny.
It's like, if it goes on, then I just, she's like poking me.
Right.
I will just enter myself into the conversation.
Wow.
Drunken people in hotels.
Oh, yes.
At 2 a.m.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Here's what I do, and everyone who's listening to your podcast will yeah. know I am the person that did that to them.
Okay, go.
They're drunken and crazy in the hall. I go and see what room they're in.
Yeah.
The morning when I have to get up at 5 to catch a plane.
Right.
Before I go into the shower, I call them.
That is fucking awesome.
Hello, Bob. And then there's a hang up. I go take a shower.
Right.
Before I leave,
you call, I call them again.
And I hope Brilliant. They're awake with a wicked headache. All day long.
I love that.
Thank you. It's me.
That's really good.
I have a very strong, I'm not always proud of it, hotel personality. That, do you remember when, what's his name, threw the phone? What was his name? He threw the phone at a woman at the desk. Oh, God. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
Not Alec Baldwin.
Australia. No. Australia.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Alec. I love you. I love you, Alec.
Did,
whatever. Anyway.
Wait, in Australia?
He's from an Australian Australia. Actor.
Yeah. Kind of, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through
Russell
Crowe. Through the phone. At the, I can,
you can.
I've been very close. Or I understand why he did mm-hmm. it. Those are some of my peeves.
Peeves. We also ask everyone, because I have suffered a clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer from terrible anxiety.
But you call it
ADD,
a show.
ADD.
You call it a show.
It's her.
Yes, but I also have been.
We're good.
It's been okay. on. You know, I've had to take medication. I do meditate, which everyone cracks up about. But aren't I a good meditator?
Yes, you do.
Yes, thank
it
you.
It helps.
But I've done a lot of work because I know
she's my baby. She's scored. She's so scored. You know that, right?
I know. Okay. That's why I want to marry her.
I can see. I can see why.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have my license. My ministry.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you have married a lot of people.
So,
you know, her cousin is Judge
I would
Judy.
Be honored if you married her.
Yeah. Your cousin is Judge Judy.
Yeah, she said she would marry us, but that would be about
Judy.
I
don't want her to marry us.
You know?
I don't know why you asked her.
Is this
that's okay?
You asked her.
She listened to this podcast?
No, she won't listen to
okay,
this
great.
Podcast.
Your question.
Have you been, we are, one of our goals here on the podcast, I don't know why I'm talking like this now, but a lot of our listeners, you know, are happy that we talk about medication and mm-hmm. stuff and mental health because, you know, there should be no, whatever the word is, attached
Addiction.
To it.
Stigma.
Stigma.
Thank
stigma.
You. I think that was a big sign on 72nd in a building, wasn't it?
Stigma.
Depression is not... Something, oh God, We've been at this a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. I know.
Wait, Judy. Don't do that. Okay. This is our last question.
Okay, good.
Are you on any meds?
No, I'm not on any meds.
Have you ever been on any antidepressants or anything?
I was on an antidepressant.
When you left the Rosie O'Donnell show?
I did. I was on antidepressants. I had been on antidepressants and decided at that moment to get off them because I wasn't in a work situation. That wasn't smart.
I got on antidepressants when I was working. I swear to God, at the Rosie O'Donnell show. No. Swear to God.
No, it was actually the move. I had lived full-time in Provincetown for nine years.
And then you went back here.
To New York and started working on a show. I'd been, you know, freelance, Then I go and work on a TV show.
And it's like working.
Holy crap.
Right.
So that's when I started. And then when I got off the show.
What were you on?
Paxil, I think.
That's what I'm on.
It's nice.
I do a nice little Paxil at night. And then I have a little Wellbutrin in the morning. Nice. And that's my little...
And it works. Good.
Yeah. I'm afraid to get off because I had that clinical depression, which was horrible, right?
No, it was fun.
Who did it, girl?
Good time.
Okay, so for everyone, where can they reach you online at Twitter, Tweetar?
KateClinton.com. That's your gateway in.
KateClinton.com.
And if you're listening, I'll be in Provincetown at the
Crown and Anchor.
Crown and Anchor, but most of all, Anchor. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7. Through Labor Day. See each other.
Right, because I'm Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Art House, Thursday at 8, and Friday and Saturday at 9.
Yeah.
I never want to go on at 7.
Really?
I mean, I used to go on at 7, but I didn't want to go on when you were on.
Oh, okay.
You know,
7 o'clock is great, because everybody's sobered up from the beach. And then they're going to dinner and getting
dressed. Right. Well.
And let me say how much I love you.
Oh.
It's true. It's true.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect and love for you.
And I love your stage work. I totally do. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You know I did Shakespeare in the Park.
I do. True.
That's why I'm wearing my shrew shirt.
Of course I do.
Kate, you kind of don't want to be on the road anymore.
I'm not going to do 3 cities in Ohio on a weekend anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I cannot do it.
Yeah, it's too much. And with your hotel etiquette, you know.
Yeah. a little dicey.
But you are beloved, and your vlogs, they can get them at KateClinton.com.
Yep.
And do you have any questions, ladies? Milagros, are you going to be fantasizing about Kate?
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. did you go to confession? Like, you know.
Oh, that's a good one, Milagros.
Did you?
You think?
Did you do confession? Did you? Were you
I had to sit there and think about, you know.
I was like.
I said bad curse words.
Yeah.
3 times. And yeah. Like, no, maybe 4. You know, like stuff. And still having to repress.
Here's my last. My last confession was I was traveling and I was flying somewhere. My mother was worried that there would be a plane crash and I would be killed and I would go to hell because of my sins, that I needed to go to confession because I hadn't gone. So I went to church with my mother on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
She sat there. I went into the confessional and the door opened and I said to the priest, I don't believe this. I don't believe in this at all, but my mother is worried that I'm going to take a flight. And if something happens and I haven't confessed my sins, that I will go to hell. I don't believe that at all. So can I just sit here for a few more minutes?
What did he say?
Go right ahead.
Wow.
Oh, yay.
You know why Jews don't have confession? Wow.
Why?
Because there's nothing to confess because your parents, your mother is always telling you, you did this! You did that! You're the worst! That's why we don't have to go because we're already told what a piece of shit we are.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I sat here while you were...
But I did go
all
the time.
And then you have to count the number of Hail Marys you'd have to say.
Isn't it so OCD? I think religion is so OCD.
Well, my brother would be confessing. Yeah, my brother would confess to masturbation.
Right.
And then they would get, for your penance, 5 ejaculations. And they'd be like... And then they would go back again. Yeah. The next afternoon.
Do you think the priest jerked off when they had young boys in the...
I'm sorry.
Wow. I went there. Yeah, I went there.
Okay.
I did it. I fucked everything up.
No.
All right. Sure. We'll edit that.
I can't thank you enough. Elisa, anything else?
No, this is wonderful.
Thank you for being such a wonderful co-host.
You're great.
Thank you, Kate. I love you so much.
Thank you all for listening to Kill Me Now. Kate Clinton is the best. And Kate, I just want you to know, I don't know what kind of underwear you wear.
Yeah.
But MacWeldon.com has the best underwear and t-shirts, and they're made with silver, real silver, so you don't... doesn't smell, and that the they never roll up their...
Is this sponsoring you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they never roll up their...
welcome sign?
No, the fabric is never in a circular rolled up.
Uh-huh.
Because they always have it flat, mm-hmm. so that it's always... It's not like... It's just the best underwear and socks. And they make those socks that you can hide in your shoe.
Oh.
Anyway, if you go on MacWeldon.com you do use the code KILLME,
mm-hmm.
you get 20% off.
Will they be for being on the podcast? Will there be gifts coming in the mail from MacWeldon?
Do you want me to get MacWeldon gifts for you?
Black. I only wear black.
Underwear?
Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing those boy... girl underwears.
Okay, let me know.
Because I like those.
Okay, let me know.
But I have MacWeldon socks. I sleep in a MacWeldon boxer shorts,
mm-hmm.
and they're fucking great.
Okay.
Mm. And the kids
try that.
Yes, MacWeldon.com. 20% off if you do kill me.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know. Good.
Thank
to
you. Know. Thank you. I like MacWeldon. Listen, I can't
you got
thank
it
you enough, and we love you, and from Mrs. Hardigan.
Thank you for incredible research.
Vod. That's what I just say that. Yeah. Irvashid, they...
My whole family called her, oh my God, one day when we were first together, my father called Irvashid Earth Shoe.
He must have felt comfortable with her.
That's right. Meantime, my little nieces, who are two, are like, Irvashid? Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Right,
Dad's
course.
Like,
Earth Shoe?
Earth Shoe.
Thank you so much,
you're welcome,
Kate.
Honey.
And yes. I wish you only the best, and thank you for all the work that you continue to do and being brilliant.
And you.
We love you. And so long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you.